Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
What did I cut earlier? Did you want me to go grab that, Bryn?
No, there's nothing.
Nah, don't worry.
Truly, okay. There's nothing. I just don't want any of that to be.
I just kind of like the fact that she was showing her underwear to Vinny.
All right, well, I can go grab it if somebody needs it.
I just was adjusting my pants, and I realized my whole underpants. Look at this. The whole thing just, is like up above the above the waist.
You're wearing a thong after all. It's all pulled up your butt cheeks.
Don't be so trigger happy, though.
Oh.
They have legs. Hold on, let me reach down and see how far.
Well, that's why I'm trigger happy, though.
This is the bottom of my underpants right here.
Oh, my.
That's them.
You're wearing underpants like I'm wearing.
Boy shorts, yeah.
Yeah. No, those are boxer briefs.
I got to pull them down.
Her hand is way down her pants.
Way down.
Well, I'm trying to get it all the way straight.
Look how loose those pants are now, though, huh?
How loose they are? Yeah.
Dropped a lot of weight.
You can wash those hands or what?
They look great.
They didn't go in my cooch or anything.
I think we got the...
Smell them.
I got the Purell over here if somebody needs it.
No. I mean, not that I know your brand, but I mean, there's no way your vagina smells like that.
I think they smell soapy.
They smell very clean, yeah.
I just realized I haven't peed yet today.
Yeah, go do that.
I'm going to go pee.
Man, I was rolling.
Oh,
it's
right,
okay.
No. It's all good.
Just go pee.
It doesn't matter.
We'll be right back.
Pause.
Yeah, I'll edit this out.
Press pause.
Pressing the pause button now.
Unpress pause.
Got it.
And we're back. All right. Hi, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. I can't remember what we were talking
about. We were talking about your underwear and that you needed to piss yourself.
That's right, my underwear. Why would I want that to be part of this? I guess because we were having fun.
Yeah.
It's all about having a little fun. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, February 15th. Thank God Valentine's Day is over. Let's put it behind you.
Right.
It's 2023. Let's move on with our lives, everybody. You want to smell my hands again?
Yeah. Did you clean them after you went pee?
No.
Oh.
What?
Of course I did.
Well, I don't smell the soap. I mean, they smell clean, but they smell as clean or the same scent that they were when you left.
Yeah, actually, I think I washed off like the soap. I think I've been putting my hands through my hair, you know, constantly. So I have like shampoo hands or something. I don't know what I have. Maybe I just smell so fresh and sweet all the time.
Well, you don't take showers in the morning, though, do you?
No, but you know what I did? I took one last night right before bed because I was trying to do the math on like when I take a shower every other day.
Actually, that's not always true. Sometimes I pin my hair up and I just shower off my... But I didn't do anything yesterday.
Wait,
so
you take a shower every other day or you wash your hair every other day?
I wash my hair every other day, but I take... Sometimes I'll skip a shower day too. Like if I didn't do anything, I'm fine. Oh. So, but then yesterday, as I was... We're sort of winding down the day and I had actually done some stuff and I went, I'm going to go ahead and hop in the shower real quick and just wash my hair and just in my body. And then... So when I went to bed, my hair was wet. So it's all fucked up in the back. Like, oh. You know how you have that natural part? See that right there?
Yeah.
That's like my, it's the bane of my, it's the back of my head always looks bad. Like my hair doesn't hang right there.
The beauty of that is it's behind you. Who fucking cares?
But there are people who are looking and going, oh, hooker, no, why she not. Got that weird part in her back of her head?
People call you hooker?
Oh, hey, hooker. Hooker.
Wow.
Anyway. Whatever. Hi.
Hello.
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 Anybody have anything to report from their Valentine's Day?
Couldn't have been
fuckery.
Less sexy or loving or fun.
Oh.
She asked me if I had anything for her, and I said no. We normally don't have it. She goes, you're a jerk. And she went to Costco and got me some chocolate covered strawberries. So that was nice. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, she got it for us, I should say. We both ate it.
Wait. I thought you said there was no pressure at your house to do any of
there
that.
There isn't, no. But she was already at Costco on Valentine's Day, and I guess they were selling it. So she was like, oh, God. And they were really good.
Oh, they but like, they were. Who can argue
they were
with
frozen.
Them? Oh, frozen.
Like real, but then you let them thaw. And so they're just fresh strawberries coated with chocolate, and they tasted fresh.
But
like, I don't know. I never saw them before.
A defrosted strawberry.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Seems like it would be ruined.
You're supposed to keep them in the freezer,
yeah.
And then you pull them out 10 or 15 minutes before you eat them, and then they're perfectly thawed.
And they thaw quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's good. Huh. I mean, I was surprised. Shame, I guess, ding ding.
But, I mean, I use frozen strawberries. Well, actually, lately I don't, but, you know, I would make a smoothie and put frozen strawberries in
it. Yeah.
But I know, I mean, they seem
gushy
after you.
That's how you do it.
You,
the idea that you'd use ice cubes instead of just freezing
right.
the fruit.
Yeah, just
what,
frozen
why
fruit.
Would you introduce ice?
Well, freeze thins the it out fruit. A little bit, a little watery.
All right.
You know. Yeah. I'm with you, though.
So. Just freeze the...
You know I mean, what I really miss in my sad food diet? Acai bowls.
Mm.
I was.
Oh, you can't eat those?
No. Sugar? Granola? No.
Oh.
Granola is the culprit in that at that party.
Mm-hmm. Well, John makes
so
keto
good,
granola. I know.
But
oh, my
it's,
God.
But it's, you know, this is, hey,
so
this
good.
Is healthy. Okay.
Yeah. So now my... I eat celery sticks with almond butter.
Disgusting. I mean, good for you.
Yeah. Well, you got to get your roughage in there, you know.
Yeah.
You
no,
move
I
things
mean,
along.
Can you poop any
who's
less?
Hungry.
I could poop less, I'm sure.
Don't though.
I just do it when my body says it's time.
That's what I tell my daughters
you can't
every
be
day.
Sitting there,
let your
like,
body
trying
do
to poop.
Its job. Sometimes they go into the bathroom and it's like a revolving door and come right out. I'm like, try not to go that fast. Like, can you just go in there, let your body do its work? I don't need to hear you going, ah, done. Like, come on.
Stop yeah, your body so your body is it will evacuate
I have
after
yeah, exactly. I've,
yeah, so I don't even bother. Like, I'm not worried about it. And if I start to feel uncomfortable, then I'm like, well, I know what's going to happen.
Well, we're worried for you, Sarah.
Don't worry about me.
We're worried
it's all
about
right.
you.
I'm not super worried about it.
It's funny. Cameron does the same thing. I'm like, stop making so much. Stop pushing. Don't
I tell
push.
Them. I tell both. I've been telling Eilis and she, like, both of them hear it from me all the time. Let your, just sit down. And let your body do its job, whether it's pee or poop.
Yeah,
your body will evacuate in its time.
Do you give them something to read or something
no.
to look at? Because but, that is that's actually a big part of it. Like, it's so boring sitting on the toilet when you're a little kid and you mm-hmm. hear like the world happening outside you, outside the door. Like, I remember reading the tampon inserts mm-hmm. over and over. I'd grab a shampoo bottle and read the back of that. And
okay, just so you know, the difference is. These kids that I'm bringing up now have more input from all directions than ever in the history of
put
the world.
Put a joke book in there.
No, I'm just saying, like, last night when we pulled up to the Whole Foods near our place as we were going to take showers, away from home because
that's a whole story about the water heater. Yeah.
Anyway, we pull up and the missus goes, "I'm jumping out. I'll get the food. You guys hang out." So we're sitting in the car and each one of them starts going, "Can I use your phone?" "No." "Can I get out of my seatbelt?" "No." And then I'm, "Listen to me. We're going to sit in our seats. We're not going to talk. We're not going to look at stuff.
Okay.
And we're just going to enjoy."
You are a dreamer.
And well, but I made them. I made them sit there. Like, just sit there. That's the job. You don't need to be entertained every second of every day. Sit there. Mm. "Can I use your phone?" "No."
But if they're sitting on the toilet, and that's why they're pushing. Get them a little jump book.
As much as I'm trying to help them let their body do its job, I'm also trying to give them a little experience of not being entertained every goddamn second of every day.
Well, sit good there. Luck with that.
Well,
because that ain't the way it
I'm
is.
I'm sure
these
it's
days.
A losing battle, but I want them to have some idea that there's another
that there
way.
There is another way. It's true. There's, and you know, even as an adult now, I am constantly entertained and I have things I can be doing. And if I don't have anything to do, I could pick up my phone and catch them all. There is something really nice. So John and I do this thing called Sodi Time every day. And we find a comfortable place. Usually it's outside, but, you know, if it's raining or whatever, then that's not, like, yesterday it got ruined because it started raining. But we sit and we are just outside and we, like, try to make a point of, we don't even have to talk. We just are outside.
Sit.
And sitting and not doing anything with our hands or doing, you know, other than, you know, picking up your soda glass and
right.
Take a little sip.
No, I'm with that.
And just be present in that moment.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
I think it's his way of tricking me into actually being present in that moment. He was always a good dad. He knows how to trick people into doing stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, read this divorcee story because it's good.
I am a newly divorced woman with two kids. Oh, by the way, send Bryn at RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com.
This is bad advice,
bad advice,
everyone.
Yeah. We're going to take this person's problem. We're going to fix it. Maybe this is your first time listening to The Secret Show. This is how it works. It's just a shit show, and then we get down to business. I am a newly divorced woman with two kids, ages 5 and 7. Yikes. I'm turning 31 this month.
Oh, so young.
My ex is the first and only person I've been with. I started having sex with my ex when I was 17 and he was 32.
Oh! Whoa.
14 years
Nothing.
Later. 14 years later, and I'm still not as old as he was then.
Wow.
Yes, it keeps feeling more wrong as I get older. Anyway, this relationship.
I wish I could talk to this. I wonder what people were saying to her at the time, including her parents, who were probably like, please, no. Date someone your own age. Like, have normal experiences. Please.
And she lost it to this guy, too. This is her only sex partner.
Okay.
And now she's 30. Well, she'll be 31. She'll be 31 this month.
Okay.
So she's after all this time, she's still not as old as he was when he was dating a 17-year-old. 14 years later, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this relationship resulted in me barely surviving years of depression. By February of 2021, I had finally clawed my way out of it and had the strength and courage to change my life. I left my husband, moved in with my mom, and started over. For 2 years, I've been doing better than I ever have, and my kids are thriving in school. This past October, so this is 4 or so months ago, maybe 5, I don't know, I can't count. This past October, I met an awesome guy at my best friend's wedding. I was the maid of honor, and he was the best man. I know, adorable. The two of us cracked jokes, flirted, and talked for hours. We have seen each other since, we've seen each other once since then and have occasionally texted. Here's the thing. I really want to have sex with this guy. It's like I'm feral. He's super hot and funny and great to talk to. I can't remember the last time I fantasized about a person like this. It's to the point where it almost feels rude of me to feel all of this and not have sex with him. Lol. She wrote that.
I love it.
The problem is, oh God. The problem is I'm afraid of becoming too attached. I never cheated on my ex. I never dated anyone before him, and I never dated since. If I have sex with this guy and it's great, how do I not fall in love? Lol. I definitely don't want or need to be in a relationship. I need to be financially independent and more grounded in my single life before I try again. So I hopefully don't end up in another bad relationship. He's also been clear that he's not ready to give up the freedom he feels as a single guy and says he's got some growing up to do before he can be the kind of partner he wants to be one day. Sounds like they have great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally attracted to someone again. And I just want to explore. She wants to fuck this guy. I just want to explore it without any pressure to aim for a committed long-term relationship. Is that possible? I just want to have fun. Lol. I want to hear your thoughts and advice. OFOC, HYGL, HIGL too, lol.
Nice.
You seem to know what you want. And he has also been vocal about what he wants. You are a grown fucking woman with two kids and one sexual partner under your belt. And it's time for you to fuck the shit out of this guy. With no reservations, no self-recrimination, no guilt, no nothing. Fuck him. Do it now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, you're going to fall in love with him. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a fucking mess. It's going to be a total shit show. And it doesn't matter because you're going to get laid. It's going to be, this is the best rom-com I've ever heard of. Vinny, your turn.
I'm with Sarah.
Oh!
I mean, I would say there are times in your life where you have to look at a situation and see it for what it is. And I've definitely had those periods in my life. For example, after I quit drinking, I was alone for a long time. And there was a point when I actually said to myself, Vin, you know, it's time for us to talk to each other for a second here. And I just decided I need to go date someone. I need to kiss someone. I need to have some experiences
sober.
So that I'm practiced a little bit. like, I don't mean to say I use someone, because I was very forward about what I'm doing here and why I'm here and what's happening in my life. And so I was upfront about things.
It was Brandy, wasn't it?
Stop it.
It was.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Okay. She's a fine girl.
Fine girl.
The point is, that's kind of where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I get, as a mom, as a single mom, more importantly, you're very hyper concerned about your kids and that they're okay, as you should be.
And getting your shit together so that you can support them.
Part of getting your shit together, in my opinion, involves having some experiences and not, and this is the part that's super important here, you get to be in charge of you. Your heart doesn't get to be in charge. You might be starting to fall for someone or whatever, but you need to keep perspective on what you're doing right now, which is having some fucking fun. Hard-earned,
naked,
well-deserved fun and some experiences that when you meet the guy, the next guy that you are actually going to have a go with, you're not looking back going, what was I thinking? I didn't kiss anyone since that... I don't want to call him a pedophile. That's wrong.
Fucking pedophile.
I didn't say that. You did.
I did.
I'm just saying, like, to me, it's important that you have some experiences and that you show yourself you can do that without going all in. And there is a head sort of, you got to set your head straight. You got to know why you're doing this, why you're going in, and that you don't have any. Now, listen, sometimes plenty of people, myself included, have it fucking made and are like, I'm not doing the relationship. I got it all. Everything's where I want it to be. And then you start to like someone and now you're, everything's changing. If that happens, that's a good thing.
Right.
It's not a bad thing.
I hope it doesn't happen with this guy.
I do too.
Like, you need to go have some experiences.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck a few people. You're a grown woman. You're allowed. Do
it. Go have some fun. Right. But I'm also saying that, you know, look, go into it with the right headspace. Go into it with, you know, everything's up front. This guy knows you've got two kids. They're your priority.
Absolutely.
He is not and will not be. And you're doing your thing and he's doing his, but this is something that you want. If he's in, and he will be, enjoy yourselves.
In all the ways.
Enjoy yourself.
And you don't have to do all the ways, by the way.
Oh, all the ways.
No.
All
the ways.
And I don't like to call it sex for sport, but it is kind of that. Like,
why can't people have some damn fun?
Have some fun.
Right.
Get a prostitute.
No.
What?
That is not what we were talking about.
It's fine. You can also do that.
Get some practice.
But I do think, you know, do it with this guy.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
You should have no guilt going into this. You've for fucking 15 years, since you were 17, this is the one guy and you were miserable. Go have some fun. You deserve it. Be safe. Yeah, don't overthink it. Just say, listen, I'm ready to fuck you. No strings attached. Bring condoms and also a six pack of beer and a pizza. Come on.
She's going to make that guy's day.
Yeah.
I just realized she's already overthinking it.
Yeah. Well, oh my God, she's writing to a radio show.
Look, she's got kids. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And no experience.
There's collateral damage and no experience. And look, I don't know this partner that she had.
I'm sure he's
probably
very nice.
Probably shouldn't use that word that we used. Mm. But let me just say this. In my opinion, as I've seen, you know, like when we were in high school, you'd see the college kids sniffing around the
15-year-olds.
These are my girls. This is my dating pool, not yours,
right. Loser.
But what I always thought is these older, they're basically men, are with little girls. I always think that they could not handle a woman their own age. It's not necessarily that they want, you know, someone young because she's fresh or she. I think a woman their own age would be like, this guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, he's a
either
tool.
He's got a tiny dick or he's like, it's almost as if that grown man is getting over on a kid because kids don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. That's
well, just a, look, I'm sure every pedophile comes at it from a different way.
Maybe, but it's just a theory that
I have.
They've
all got their own ways.
It feels like
their feelings.
They've probably dated women their own age who call them out on their shit, and they realize, you know what I'd rather do? Be with someone who doesn't have an opinion at all.
It was simpler when I was in high school with another 15-year-old.
So I don't know if that's the case, but it does seem like you could have...
Also, love happens.
A really healthy experience that where no one gets hurt.
You both agree that this is really, it's stunt sex. We're
in it for fun.
Sex, right?
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. I mean, but remember, you can say no to any of the things that get asked of you. All these things that are like
you
run of the mill these
days. Yes,
you
can. Experiences
you can,
that you've never tried.
Yes,
you might love it.
But also you can say no.
Yeah.
And
fun
feel
sex.
No guilt about that because what
Just
do you owe this guy? Fuck that. You're
sex.
Fucking him. This is the one. This is what's available. Here's the menu. There are no specials.
I mean,
why are you
going to
be like that about it?
I'm just telling. I'm just, you know, trying to help her write a little script in her head.
There are options.
Are there?
Yeah.
For the record, Sarah's review of anal was she loved it.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%. I just loved it so much.
Oh, you were totally that. You were like, that was hot.
I think that was 2011.
Yeah. Oh, Bryn knows it. He can find the quotes.
Find
Your
it.
Review of it was really good.
Listen, I will say this. It was, did think.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
That.
Here we go.
I can't even really put it into words. It was not something I did again.
Shut the fuck up. You did it a few times.
Yeah, you did.
You don't know.
Liar. Yeah,
you
do. You told us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
told
you
us.
Did.
No. Oh,
yep.
Wait, shut up, Alex. You weren't even born when this happened. Jesus.
I could sense it.
Look, it was
he
hot.
He can sense a
in
butt
that
doer
it
when
was
he
a
sees one.
It was hot in
my
that.
My butt radar was
oh my God,
going
whatever.
Off.
I'm fucking done talking. Just go fuck this guy, and it's up to you what you do with him. And don't let your fucking radio show family try to coerce you into doing stuff
Nobody's
you don't want
to
do.
Coercing her to do
whatever
anything.
You
We're
want,
saying,
lady.
Here's what I'll say. Go
don't
with
call
your
her
gut.
Lady. She's our friend.
What's wrong with lady?
It's a little, you know, impersonal.
We know her better than that.
Yeah. We don't know her name.
And we do, but we, you know, we're in her family now, to
so she's
to speak.
The lady who wrote us.
Look,
oh, God.
Go have some fun. You're on the right track. You wrote us because you wanted the nudge, and we're giving you the nudge.
Yeah.
Like, it's go have some fun.
Do it.
You're
and
owed
if you do
that.
Fall in love, just, you know what, write down your priority list first, like that so that you can refer to it when you're fucking love struck. And everything else has gone out the window besides
Even if
fucking
she falls
this
in
guy.
Love, it could be great. The whole
it
thing
could
that,
be,
like,
but she needs to remember.
More importantly, as a mom, you're sitting there saying to yourself, what kind of example am I if I... You know what? You're trying to find the right stepdad for your family by having some fucking experiences.
Right.
You if you don't few, know yeah. what to compare, like this guy will compare to the first guy and then the next guy. And then you can go, you know what? I like this. I didn't like that.
Right. I will never go with a guy who does that again.
Right. And that gives you a bit. And then when you meet someone where all the things fall into place, you'll be like, yeah. Yep. I'm all in. Yeah. I had some experience. And then you also won't look back and go, Jesus, why didn't I fuck that guy from the wedding when I had a chance?
Right.
Right. Yeah, here, yeah, yeah.
Here I am getting married again, and I didn't do anybody
so,
but the
some
next
wild
guy.
Oats. It right. is time.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And we would love a follow-up.
And yeah. I don't even know, we don't know what this guy's hang-up or thing was, why he was with a 17-year-old. Did he not do oral? Like, who knows what he... his deal was.
You know what's crazy about it? So she's got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, which means that she was with this guy for 7 years before they had a kid. Like it's, and then, mm-hmm. I mean, is that when things started to turn bad? Like, was he like getting too old for me? Like there's so much here that
she
is not
something about him, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But she said she was super depressed and she came out of it in the pandemic when everyone was fucking depressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get with someone when you're a kid and they're the grown-up, there's some dependency there that yeah. I would say could easily be depressing.
Mm-hmm. Especially as you start to mature.
Like you went from your mom and dad's house straight to this dude's house.
Or trailer.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe he has a mansion.
Maybe. That's mm-hmm. true. Maybe he was like super rich and that was why he got what he wanted.
But
17-year-old.
I have some experiences. You're going to like it.
Yeah, you are going to yeah. like it. Just be a responsible adult and keep, you know, don't be bringing everybody home to your kids. That's sacred. In my opinion, everybody does things their own way. I think that that's someone that you're really serious about. And just, yeah, have some fun.
Go have fun.
Go have fun.
I let go of the what ifs, too. What
yeah.
if I thought, what
fuck
if
the what if. Stop overanalyzing. Just say,
you know,
I'm going to go have fun.
It's possible you end up finding things that you can't stand about this guy.
Yep.
You know, and then you can move on to the next.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's highly likely if this guy's already stated that I don't want to give up my singleness, what he's saying to the lady with two little kids is I'm not stepdad material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. That means he's putting it in perspective for you as well.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get. You're going to get hammered, hard, and then you're going to move on with your life.
Yeah.
All the hoes.
All the hoes or all the holes?
I meant to say holes. I said hoes in the Both. Middle. I was like, what am I saying again?
Yeah, I don't know how to...
You, right, it's up to you. You get to decide which
These guys
holes.
Do all kinds of editing after we
you
leave
You don't have
those.
To do all
those.
I know,
motherfuckers.
I know they do.
This is
Alex is like, oh, I cut myself out.
It's just, yeah.
Well, as far as we know, I don't go back and listen to this.
Yeah,
I'm cutting that out that okay. I said I cut it out.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, Alex, I was not smooth. Nowadays, you gotta...
When am I ever smooth?
Never.
Okay. We're getting to know you better and better.
I've kind of accepted that. Yeah. I just roll with it.
Okay, right. The end.
Thank God.